Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Hey, honey. Thanks for sitting down to talk with me. I have something kind of big to bring up to you, and I just want to start off by saying that I love you dearly. You know that I will do anything for you. I love you, and I love our family so, so much. So, don't have any negative reactions. I mean, I don't think you will, but just know that I'm coming from a place of love, especially for you, baby. Now, a couple months ago, I found a pair of Olivia's panties under our bed, and what I think was cum on them, and not, you know, girl cum or discharge or anything. Like, it was like dried semen. And so I thought that was weird, but I figured it wasn't a thing. Like, maybe I was doing laundry in the bedroom. You know, I like to fold clothes on the bed sometimes. So maybe, I don't know, her dirty panties got under our bed. I thought it was weird in the moment, but I just kind of moved past it. And then the following week, one night you had fell asleep in our bed and your tablet was on your chest. So, you know, I kind of tucked you into bed and I picked up your tablet and it was on. I promise I was not snooping. I just wanted to turn it off for you. So before I turned it off, I looked down and I saw a very interesting porn video on. So, yeah, that video was a dad-daughter breeding porn. And I was like, interesting and hot. I mean, you know I like to call you daddy sometimes. But, yeah, so I did start snooping around, sure, but I promise, baby, it wasn't because I was trying to look for something that, you know, I could get you on, like have a gotcha moment. I was just curious. So I looked like at your history and I saw that you were listening to audios about dad-daughter breeding. You were reading erotica stories about it. And then, of course, porn videos. And I have to tell you, like, I was legitimately turned on, like, listening and reading and watching this stuff that you were doing. Like, I was turned on by it. I actually got into bed and rubbed a few out to this stuff. I mean, yeah, it was hot. So, you know, I kind of just filed that away in my mind. And then I thought about Olivia's panties being under the bed. And I thought, well, maybe that was my husband's cum on our daughter's panties under your bed. And I didn't hate it. I was actually turned on even more. Like, I'm serious, baby. I masturbated to the image, you know, in my mind of you jerking off with our 16-year-old daughter's panties in hand, smelling them and like just being near them. And I came so hard thinking about that. So don't worry, I'm not getting mad at you. That is not the point of this conversation, as you can tell. But, you know, so I just filed this, you know, idea away in my mind, and I just thought, okay, well, maybe we can role play a little in the future. You know, we get a little kinky when we both have a little wine. So I figured let's just save it for one of those nights. But then something else very interesting happened that I don't think you know about. So I was in Olivia's room while she was at school, and she had left her computer on. So I found where this girl, our daughter, your daughter, had found a copy of Lolita and had read it. And then I found that she had other dad-daughter erotica on her computer, and she follows all these like profiles on Tumblr that have to do with dad-daughter kink. And so, yeah, I promise this is true, baby. This is absolutely true. Your daughter is looking at dad-daughter stuff. And so I was just like, I thought, okay, the stars are aligning here. The universe is trying to tell me something. My husband has been jerking off to, I don't know, maybe fantasies about our own daughter, which, honey, I don't blame you. Like, she's so gorgeous. She's such a good girl. And she's daddy's girl. She's always been daddy's girl. And so, and like I said, like, I have my own daddy kink, so I totally get it. But what I found interesting was that Olivia, our 16-year-old daughter, has been into this as well. So I thought, I have to be the good mother and good wife that I am and make you two come together. I promise. Yes. So just you're going to have a very positive reaction to this. I promise. I'm getting to the end. I know you're excited. I can already see a little growth in your pants, which I love, baby. So what I started doing is I figured, you know, as Olivia's mother, and we have a really good communication level, right? Like, she tells me everything, and I, you know, love that about our relationship. She's so open with me, and we don't really have a lot of secrets. So one night while you were working late, as I went into her room, and I told her that I had noticed her dad-daughter reading material, and she was so embarrassed. And I said, don't worry, I'm bringing this up because I want to help you. And so basically, I told her that since she was 16 years old and like practically so close to being an adult, that I could start training her and grooming her for you. And so we had a little conversation, and I found out that she is still a virgin. And I kind of knew that already because, like I said, we have such a good relationship already. But I had to confirm that she was still a virgin, and she is. And I told her, from now on, do not worry yourself or date any other boys, because we're going to save ourselves for daddy. And you didn't know this, but I had put her on birth control. I don't know, like maybe a year ago, I just figured it was safest to, you know, put our teenage daughter on birth control just in case something happened, you know. Because like I said, we have an open relationship where we can tell each other anything. So I told her to stop taking birth control. I took her pills. And what I did is I bought her a couple dildos and a vibrator. And I taught our daughter about her pussy. And I gave her two dildos, one that was, you know, like on the smaller end. And then I gave her a bigger one. One that's your size. And I told her that every night she was to start with the smaller dildo and fuck herself with it. And then when she feels, you know, comfortable and stretched, she put in the bigger one. And I also gave her that vibrator so she can start, you know, vibing her little clit. And I even, after that, I bought her a squirting dildo. One that, you know, comes, fake cum inside of a pussy. And, you know, I did all this because I wanted her virgin pussy to be trained and stretched for you. That's right. I want you to fuck her. I want you to have sex with our daughter. Forbidden incest sex. I'm not fucking with you. I promise this is all true. This is all so very true, baby. I've been grooming our daughter for you. I've been having her train her little teen pussy. I've been teaching her what sex is like, the best positions to be bred, and how to beg for your cum. And, you know, I do that with her squirting dildo. That's the one I help her with. I have her lay down in her bed, legs spread wide, like you were on top of her. And I start fucking her. And then I teach her how to cum. I teach her how to beg for your cum. Because I want you to, I want our daughter and you to come together for the first time. And I want you to breed her, because I know you want to breed her. You want to breed our daughter. You want to come inside of her fertile little womb and give her sperm, her own father's sperm, and make her a baby. So I've been tracking her ovulation as well, and I know that to a T. And I also showed her pictures of pregnant women, and, you know, we romanticize it and talk about how beautiful they look and how sexy and hot it would be to know that daddy's sperm is making her belly big, or daddy's sperm is making her tits grow. So, baby, I don't think you're going to say no, but your daughter right now, Olivia, she is ovulating. This is her peak ovulation day, and she's right outside of our door waiting for me to tell her to come in here, and I want you to have sex with her. I want you to have incest sex with your daughter. I want to watch both of you as well. because it turns me on, baby. It turns me on so much to know that you've been fantasizing about breeding our daughter, biological inbreeding, and turning Olivia into your breeding whore, daddy's breeding whore, isn't she? And I promise no other cock has been inside that 16-year-old pussy. So it'll be yours to penetrate for the first time. Yours to come inside for the first time. And that 16-year-old womb is so fucking fertile right now, baby. So what do you say? Should I bring her in? Even if you said no to me, she'd be coming in because I need this. I need to experience seeing this. And she needs it, my dear husband. She needs her daddy. She wants her daddy. She's been coming, making herself come, thinking about you, her daddy. Mm-hmm. So come in, Olivia. Good girl. You see, I brought her in here completely nude, taking the side of our daughter, baby. Look at her beautiful 16-year-old teen body. Isn't she a sight to see? Sweetie, go sit on your dad's lap. Let your dad feel up your body. And I want you to make sure you notice how hard his cock is under your bottom as you sit in his lap. He's hard. He is aroused. For you. For his own daughter. And like I told you, Olivia, he has been masturbating, stroking his daddy dick. To you, sweet girl. He's been wanting to turn you into daddy's breeding whore. I just didn't think that he thinks it would ever happen, but here we are, aren't we? So, Olivia, take your dad's cock in your mouth. Warm that cock up like we've been practicing. Suck your own father's cock. That's a good girl. Daddy, you enjoy this. And just think, she is yours whenever you want her, daddy. Your own daughter. Daddy's girl. Daddy's girl turning into daddy's breeding whore. And Olivia, you make sure you look up at your father while you're sucking his cock. Let him see your pretty little face attached to his cock. Lock eyes with your own father while you taste his incest dick. That's a good girl. A daughter's mouth belongs on her dad's cock, doesn't it? Yes, both of you have been enjoying fantasizing about each other. And of course, mommy just had to make sure that, you know, I helped you two out. Daddy's been watching all kinds of dad-daughter porn. And Olivia's been reading all kinds of nasty dad-daughter erotica. God, this is so hot. Yes, isn't she so wonderful, baby? Yes, I taught her to suck cock. I taught her to take cock. And not just any cock, your cock. So are you ready to fuck your own daughter? Daddy, are you ready to breed your daughter? That fertile womb is just begging for your sperm. Lay her down, Daddy. Lay down your beautiful, tight, firm young daughter. You're going to fuck her. Yes, you are. You're going to stick your dick right inside of her pussy. Perform incest sex. Sex between a dad and a daughter. And Olivia's been taught that missionary is the best position to get the deepest penetration because we want to make sure your incest seed gets pumped right there in her fertile little child womb, right there at the cervix. We want to make sure daddy's cock gets nice and deep into daddy's breeding whore. Take your daughter, baby. Yes, enter your own teen daughter. Feel the tightest pussy you've probably ever felt in your life before. Your own daughter's virgin teen pussy. That's it, baby. Oh, God, listen to her moan. Oh, my God, she's such daddy's little slut, isn't she? Such a slut for daddy's incest cock. Babe, you are so, so full of lust for your own daughter, aren't you? Your cock is probably throbbing inside of her already. Yes, daddy, push deeper into your own daughter. Fuck your own daughter. Make love to your daughter. Look at you too. Oh my God, it's so hot. Oh my God, look at this incest sex right before my eyes. Oh yes, daddy, pump deep into our daughter, our teen daughter. Fuck Olivia hard and deep because I want you breeding her. I want you breeding that fertile pussy of hers. Yes, she's ready for you, daddy. She's been training that tight pussy for you. Yes, training it and fucking it, imagining it was her own father's cock, and now it is. Oh, baby, yes. You make sure to tell her whenever you're ready to come because she's been groomed by me to come when daddy comes. You're going to make Olivia come all over your cock while you're coming right inside of that fertile little womb. Yes, look at your daddy's breeding whore. Look at her, baby. Look at her under you, just moaning from you, bouncing her teen tits, fucking her fertile womb. You're gonna have so much incest seed for her, aren't you? So much daddy seed for her fertile womb. Oh yes, baby. Are you getting ready to come? Yeah, Olivia, you better come all around your father's cock because I want that cervix just begging for that seed, begging for your own father's incest seed, breeding your fertile fucking womb. Yes, come inside of our daughter, baby. Fill up that fertile teen pussy. Yes, deep inside of there, baby. Deep inside. Yes, make our daughter a new mommy. Breed that little whore. Yes, daddy's breeding whore. Oh my God, yes, come all over your dad's cock. Yes, make your dad's cock all creamy while he's coming right inside of that fertile womb. Yes, yes. Oh my God, yes. She's now officially daddy's breeding whore. Oh God, you two did amazing. Look at you, so full of lust and love for each other. Oh my God. Oh, you're such a good girl, Olivia. Such a good girl. I bet you love being fucked by your father, huh? He's never come that fast with me, so I think he really, really loves that virgin teen pussy of yours. And, I mean, it's your forbidden daughter pussy that he loves. Let's lay down here in bed together, Olivia in the middle, of course. Oh, yes. And just, you guys, I mean, since we're family, you too can do this as much as you want. In fact, I encourage you to fuck each other as much as you want. Make incest love.